are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is already Monday, the 17th of November, 2003. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. I have polled Joseph Watson in 30 minutes for a quick half-hour report from England, where they're basically setting up martial law ahead of the visit of His Lordship George W. Bush, who now has said he won't even speak to the British Parliament. He already canceled a speech before the EU because they didn't promise beforehand to clap for him and only show support. And now he's canceled a meeting before Parliament because they have said that they will not order members of Parliament to not heckle him. And, of course, Ashcroft won't show up for any public events. Most of the administration won't, because they're booed and protested everywhere they go. This is unprecedented. There is so much news we're going to cover today. I mean, look at this article, WorldNet Daily, and we posted this on PrisonPlanet.com about 6 months ago. Walmart covering up I hate you baby toy. And the toy subliminally tells the baby, I hate you. And we found lots of toys and lots of video games and stuff that does this, but this is for 6-month-old babies. And on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, we've got the original articles clipping out of Washington State on this. U.S. probes Iraq helicopter crash. Two of them collided, we're told. It wasn't rockets this time. U.S. agrees to international control of its troops in Iraq. I told you that was coming. After we're made to look like the bad guys and to lose the war, then the U.N. comes in as the good cop. We'll get to that article here on the show. Also, CIA finds no evidence Hussein sought to arm terrorists. After they said he was, now they admit that they were, quote, mistaken. Yeah, right. Brain scan identifies race bias. Now, they announced to the BBC last week that all the British airports are going to get brain readers. It's total quackery. A listener called it a P.T. Barnum machine. A sucker's born every minute. We've proven that the lie detector test is a fraud, so now they're moving on to more complex black boxes, and the government will say, oh, you can't prove the computer's wrong. And I told you, they're going to decide if you're, quote, homophobic, or they're going to decide if you're a hate monger, they're going to decide if you're a racist. They're going to have these in the public schools. Why do I know? I read federal documents 2 years ago on it. We're all going to be brain scanned for our safety. This is mainstream news. A brain scan that can apparently root out racist has been developed. Yes, we're going to brain scan you. I mean, this is worse than 1984. Worse than Brave New World. So details of that coming up. A World Bank okays Caspian pipeline financing. I found a great website that has, you've been wondering what all those things are on red lights and on the highways. Well, they've admitted they're for reading your license plate. They're for scanning your car. They're for interfacing with the computers that are already in your car and have a little antenna. Yes, the tracking grid. So we'll go over some of the little instruments that are up on lights and poles. We're going to post these on Infowars.com so you can go look at them and see the particulars of it. That's just some of what's coming up here on the show. And they've been having emergency drills all over the country, all over England, all over the U.S., all over Canada. Little takeover drills by the feds and the army. And a lot of times foreign troops are involved because they're going to be our helpers. I have a whole stack of news, mainstream news on that. It's all online at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Monday, the 17th of November, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Big show with tons of vital news and guests coming up for you. Morning, noon, or night, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in on this planet. And again, the websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me just start with this. Brain scan identifies race bias. A brain scan that can apparently root out, racists, this is from Ananova, has been developed by scientists. The technique was used on white volunteers, shown photographs of black individuals. If those with racist tendencies, a surge of activity was seen in a part of the brain that controls thoughts and behaviors. Scientists believe this reflected volunteers' attempts to curb their latent racism. You mean their latent tribalism. After interacting with real black individuals, the same group performed poorly in a task designed to test mental resources. The American researchers concluded that harboring racial prejudice, even unintentionally, stirred up an inner struggle that exhausted the brain. Dr. Jennifer Richson, assistant professor of psychology and brain sciences at Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire, said, "We were surprised to find brain activity in response to faces of black individuals predicted how research participants performed on cognitive tasks after actual interracial interactions. The scientists first measured the racial bias of 30 white individuals using a standard technique. Now, understand, folks, that I'd like to see them show white people to black people and see what happens. Because I've seen the actual federal statistics, there's more black racial crime against whites that is racially motivated than there is whites against blacks. Now, a lot of this is economic, obviously, and on top of it, the media has played up how evil white people are, and so there's a lot of condoned racial hatred towards whites that's been built up by the bankers in New York who want to balkanize this country. Also, people have a lot of guilt, a lot of latent guilt, and that's obviously what's being measured here if you even believe this scientific study. In fact, multiculturalism actually creates division, creates all this anxiety, and that's what they're measuring. And that's why they threw out lie detector tests, because when they would get to the big question of, did you murder your wife? Did you kill the police officer? Did you take the bribe? They found that a lot of people would show increased heart rate, fluctuations in blood pressure, a tightening of the jaw, and they would feed all this in and say, oh, this shows you did it. Well, no, it's a scary question. Did you murder your wife? Did you take the bribe? Did you embezzle the money? And so it's been proven to be totally inaccurate. It's a joke. It's the way the police would just say, well, we know you're guilty. And real criminals knew how to fool the machines. They would just get upset, the most classic tactic, at every question. You know, is your name John Doe? Do you live on blah, blah, blah Avenue? And the person would upset themselves, psychologically think horrible thoughts, think guilty thoughts, and that would then throw all the readings off. But it didn't matter. I mean, it was the FBI giving you the questions. They would just still say, well, it's obvious he's guilty or she's guilty or she's innocent or he's innocent. Well, now, last week they reported, and it's been in the news now for 2 years, that 5 airports in the U.S., all the airports in England, are going to get a MRI brain scanner. Now, you got to pay $4,000 on average to get one of these yourself. If you've got insurance, you'll only pay, you know, $500 or something. But you've got to pay all this money to get an MRI, but they're just going to stick these big, fancy, newfangled NASA-developed MRIs, CAT scans, in the airports and in the streets, and they're going to scan your brain. Oh, that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, scanning your body. And they say, you've heard them on the news, well, we're going to measure your walk. We're going to measure the blood levels in your face. We're going to scan your brain. And with all of these three areas of data collated, we've got a biometric or behavior metric, behavioral biometric, I believe is the term, system, and it'll collate it, and with the data and the algorithms and the assessment and profiles we've put in the computer, we'll tell if you're planning terrorism, we'll know, I've seen this before about 2 years ago in a federal document, we'll know if you're secretly a racist. At police stations, they're going to stick you under these and go, why, the machine shows you're lying. And they put the face scanning cameras in Tampa. Remember that 2 years ago? And furled a lot of this 2 years ago at the Super Bowl, and they put it on the streets. And a SWAT team construction workers and SWAT team businessmen or SWAT team mothers with children, why, it showed you were a bank robber. And in all the cases, it turned out the people were innocent. Of course, the argument was then, well, we're just going to fix the system. Well, that's not the argument at all. It's not, does your RFID work? Does your biometric face scan work? The question is, do we want this system? You see, they always get you off in a side debate. But the point is, this stuff doesn't work. Number one, the government can't be trusted. DNA is about 100%. DNA is a great way to catch criminals. The problem is the government has engaged in so many frame-ups federally and at state and local levels. They've been caught in so many thousands of cases in Houston, Texas, alone framing people. The crime lab would certify anybody guilty with DNA without even having a sample if the police asked for it. That's now been in the Houston Chronicle. So, see, my point is, even with something that we know is 100%, the government can't be trusted to administer it. Hey, I'm for the death penalty, but I don't trust this criminal government that carries out more murders, more drug dealing, more crime than anybody else. I don't trust them to carry out the death penalty. You see, you have to think of the big picture here. But this brain scan garbage is total and complete propaganda. They stick a white person under a magnetic resonance machine, under an MRI, a CAT scan. They scan your brain. They show you a picture of a black person. You're riddled with guilt. You've been taught how bad you are. And that shows some brain activity in an area of the brain. And they say, oh, you're a racist. Folks, they're not talking about using this to, quote, look for terrorists and criminals. They've already put it in airports. And according to CBS News, about a year ago reporting on this, you walk under it, and if your walk looks like you're upset or hiding something, and your brain looks upset, and the blood levels in your face look like you're agitated, they walk over and say, may we please ask you to go behind doors here? Then they sit you down in the machine, start scanning your brain right there, doing a medical procedure, and begin asking you questions. That's what they say they do. Millions and millions and millions of dollars of equipment. They said in the Boston Logan Airport, it's over $4 million of experimental NASA equipment scanning you. Oh, by the way, at those airports, those five, they also have the machine that looks through your clothes, gives you a nice, crisp color image, detail, like something right out of Hustler. And this is all being recorded digitally, by the way. That's your freedom? That's your freedom. Folks, this is worse than Brave New World. This is worse than 1984. Again, I have Television Weekly news articles that are on InfoWars.com, the News and Focus section. I have AP articles where they admit the digital TV, when hooked to digital cable or any standard TV, is listening to everything you're doing, not just tracking what you watch and creating a detailed psychological algorithm and psychological profile. They admit your cell phones have Homeland Security, even when they're turned off, tuned into them. They admit all this. This is worse than 1984. Folks, we've been in this so long, we can't even recognize it anymore. So that's the new America, and we've got to protest. We've got to sue. We've got to demand. They just announced about a week ago on Austin TV that an additional 1,000-plus cameras are going up in Austin. Folks, we had microphones by the hundreds 4 years ago in Austin. That's in Police State 2000, the mainstream news articles. There are now cameras in many of the neighborhoods. When I drive north, east, south, or west, every small town, I mean one-horse towns with two mini-marts and a courthouse, you drive into them, there's cameras all over the place. They got antenna arrays, car scanners, license plate scanners, computerized interfaces for your onboard computer that they're now admitting is in your car. Folks, imagine when we grew up, we heard about the Soviet Union where people are trained to tattle and where they interrogate you and where they do all this. This is worse than Russia, worse than China. But now it's going in worldwide. And we just sit here and we just accept it. And then you talk about the thumb scanners going in for kids to get school lunches, the cameras in the bathrooms in the schools, in the classrooms, cops all over the country going in, having all the kids get tied up in handcuffs, pointing guns at them. I see that every week in a news article. It's just big news last week because they caught video of it, because the whole school was wired with hundreds of cameras. And they show the principal on there, and it shows bathrooms. He's got these hundreds of camera banks behind him. I mean, we're in 1984, and now they're promoting torture and secret arrest on the news and the sitcoms and dramas, getting you ready for the next phase. They put the grid in, They've set the trap around us. Now they're getting ready to flip the lever. And we got to stand up and fight them if that happens.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, Alex Jones here, back live 24 minutes and 22 seconds into this first hour. We got one of our regular contributors of the show, the webmaster and editor of PrisonPlanet.com, updated for you today, joining us because he's right there in England where a lot of this stuff happens and comes down, talking about all the bizarreness surrounding George W.'s visit to the Enchanted Isle. So that's coming up. how he's refusing to speak to Parliament because someone might boo him, how he wanted no protest to be allowed, the authorization of the Secret Service, if they don't even like how protesters look, to go ahead and mow them down. It's all coming up with Paul Watson here in about 5 minutes. You know, I spent a lot of time on this brain scan, finds out if you're a racist. Don't you see where all this is going, folks? And again, I cannot stress enough that any little town I go to, folks, I mean towns that aren't even towns, any four-way stop, any side road, they've got cameras now at them. And they're putting them up in our neighborhoods in rural areas, and they announce 1,000 more for Austin, Texas. And they said it's for Homeland Security and traffic. Why are they building this prison for us? Because they intend on taking our financial system down. They intend on taking the private property of the general public and transferring it to the elite. This has been stated, and they know you're going to resist them. That's why even small police departments have been issued federal riot gear, have gone through anti-terror training. That's why foreign troops have been openly trained in this country for civil disturbance, because they're going to bring us more terror attacks. But the good news is they would have already done this. They're behind schedule. Their own police and firefighters and medical workers refused, almost in total, to take the smallpox shot. They were going to force them to take it, then release it and force us to take it. I didn't say that. Gary Hart, Warren Rudman of the CFR Commission, who's on TV every day fear-mongering, said Dallas, Cleveland, Denver would be hit with smallpox. He said that a year ago. He said it'll happen soon. It didn't happen because they couldn't get their own enforcers to take it. Passively saying no to the New World Order, if you're in government, he is pretty good. It's not, you're not doing your duty, but you're doing at least something. Your duty is to openly speak out against this, to blow the whistle, to stand against this tyranny. And for those of you that can't figure out why a government would do this, why an elite would do this, you've just ignored history of how authority corrupts, how total authority corrupts absolutely. That you've got to be ruthless, you've got to be cunning, because of the nature of man to even be in positions of power. And on top of it, many times they have an enjoyment of abusing, an enjoyment of mutating, an enjoyment of dumbing down. They know what they're doing. They've got every major university in the country figuring out ways to control you. I've been inside the University of Texas Psychology Department, a giant complex run by DARPA. It's all mind control going on there. And I've just been in the unclassified areas. You're under attack. You better start recognizing that. How they ever convince people to think it's weird to say that government's corrupt or government should be watched. How did they ever twist your minds to believe something so ridiculous? All right, coming up, we'll give you an update on what's happening in England. Then U.S. agrees to international control of its troops in Iraq. That already happened months ago, but now it's being admitted. CIA finds no evidence Hussein sought to arm terrorists. U.S. probes Iraq helicopter crash. Walmart covering up I hate you baby toy. Paul Watson first reported on this after a listener emailed him the news article, I don't know, 6-8 months ago out of the West Coast. A baby's toy, after it's put on an hour, after parents are out of the room, it starts telling the baby, I hate you. And this is from WorldNet Daily, but right now, U.S. probes Iraq helicopter crash. U.S. Army in Iraq is examining the wreckage of two Black Hawk helicopters, which crashed in the northern city of Mosul, killing at least 17 soldiers. It was the worst U.S. helicopter crash in Iraq so far. Because, see, it's a crash. The other one killed 20-something. That was shot down. But officials are not yet able to say precisely what caused it. Some witnesses say one of the helicopters was hit by a ground fire and then collided with a second aircraft. Five troops were injured and one is still missing after the crash, which hit the 101st Airborne Division Forces. But see, we're going to be removed now. Our troops will still be there dying, but the UN will come in and be the saviors. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Welcome back, folks, to 33 Minutes Past the Hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I told Paul Watson I was going to have him up for 30 minutes today. I drag him on the show really each week because he has insight I respect. That's why I hired him to run PrisonPlanet.com. That's why I published his book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. But I may need to keep Paul on a little bit longer because I want to talk about the story that he posted months ago out of the mainstream news, but it was a news clipping. And we've now found this original story online about the Walmart subliminal brainwashing toy for babies. And I also wanted to get his take on that because now it's popped up at WorldNet Daily, whether it's Terry Schiavo or just hundreds of stories, they develop right here on these shows on this network and then get picked up by the alternative and then the mainstream media. But Paul Watson, before we go any further, first off, Lord Bush is coming to town tomorrow. He's going to be there through Friday. And a lot of interesting things have happened, including Bush saying he won't speak to Parliament now.
Yeah, a lot of interesting developments out of this situation, Alex. And first, we really need to focus on why the story which came out on Saturday has been buried. And the story was that MI5 and the other internal security services in Britain had been put on the second highest state of alert in anticipation of a so-called Al-Qaeda attack. Now, your listeners may remember that the last time this happened, Tony Blair had tanks rolling around Heathrow Airport, and obviously it was conveniently right on the eve of the Iraq War, when the protests were reaching their peak. And in the book, Order Out of Chaos, in my book, I go into how this was used as a bullying tactic to intimidate protesters into submission, which is what we've got developing now.
And it turned out that Blair had actually hired so-called Al-Qaeda members. They knew it, given them jobs in the airport. It was all staged to create fear. That was even in the mainstream news.
Yeah, that came out in the London Times that immigration had been ordered to allow these known Al-Qaeda members through straight into London, right on the very eve of when he issued that alert. And so we see the tactic again and again. Whenever a politically sensitive event is about to take place, these scripted terror alerts are issued with no credible information to back them up. It only comes out many months later.
Well, it also came out that for Bush's visit to the Philippines, that the government, this is admitted, was blowing stuff up to blame it on the Muslim group. Turns out the Muslim group was founded, is run by Indonesia, according to the colonel who went public, to keep martial law going and to make it look like Bush was this, you know, guy who had all this courage to go to the Philippines.
Yeah, and the actual, all the vagrants and the dissidents in places like Philippines and Africa, whenever Bush is on the eve of visiting, they'll get locked up and put in camps, which is the same thing we've got with this visit to London. Finishing off with the fake terror alerts, obviously, Ari Fleischer, the former press secretary, actually admitted that when people were asking questions about September 11th, when it broke really mainstream in May and June of last year, Fleischer said, and I've got the quote, he said, "The terror alerts were issued as a result of the controversy that took place last week," and that was in the Washington Times.
Now, don't we have, I know I've seen that posted on Prison Planet and InfoWars, doesn't Prison Planet have a fake terror alert section?
Yeah, we had a fake terror alert section, but it was in the old format, so actually there's a couple that I need to update to the new format, so...
Well, we ought to just post a link to the old site that's still up. Now, well, you had like 20 articles where there was the Capitol Hill Blue and the ABC News report where the White House, quote, in a memo said, "Issue fake terror alerts for controlled hysteria to protect us politically." Then Fleischer, which is why they got rid of him, every once in a while he'd slip up. He admitted Bush was on Cipro before 9/11, right through the Boca Raton attacks and the White House attacks and the Capitol attacks. He admitted that they were. He said, "Obviously, you saw what happened last week. This is for political." Why do you think Fleischer would come out and say stuff like that?
Well, because it was basically becoming obvious that that's what they were doing, and we've seen many Bush administration members suddenly resign for no apparent reason. So it's obviously the case that some of them slip up. And the actual first line of the Washington Times article was, quote, "The Bush administration issued a spate of terror alerts in recent days to mute criticism that its national security team sat on intelligence warnings in the weeks before September 11th. And this was at the same time that Cheney was running around saying that cities would get nuked if people kept on asking these questions.
Well, his quote was, this is a paraphrase, I'm trying to make it exact, he said on Meet the Press, "If you continue to frustrate our anti-terrorism activities with investigations, you're ensuring an attack larger than 9/11.
And they're still holding onto the documents and editing them. So again, with the Bush visit, we see this same pattern, and some of the biggest protest organizations that have been out in the media today are basically saying the same thing, that Blair scripted these terror alerts to create fear and ramp up antagonism towards the peaceful protesters.
Now, also, they've banned protest in Australia. 2 weeks ago, a man was arrested for sending a nonviolent email to the U.S. consulate under U.S. request. He was arrested. You've got the calls last week to ban protest in London. Under public pressure, they refused, only banned it in some areas. What's happened with that?
Well, yeah, we can take a look at the other cases and see the pattern that, indeed, there is this big movement on the part of governments in alliance with the media they control to abolish the right to peaceably assemble by means of infiltrating provocateurs into the crowds filming the chaos and then blaming it on all the protesters. And we had this situation in Seattle in 99, which is documented in your police state videos, where the Black Bloc anarchists were hired by the authorities, protected in safe houses, and then when the police were ordered not to arrest them, they started breaking windows and rampaging on the streets. Same thing with Genoa in 2001 in Italy, where one of the protesters was actually killed. They ran over him twice, just for good measure.
I thought it was three times.
Three times. More recently, we had the Senate bill out of Oregon, 742, which defined any protester who blocked traffic as a terrorist. And the actual bill stated that they would be interned at a forest work camp, just as many peaceful protesters were arrested and taken to a FEMA camp during the Seattle protest.
And that, by the way, is in the takeover.
And then we can look at the situation in Oakland, where police were firing rubber bullets, wooden dowels, and concussion grenades. That was a quote out of the articles at anti-war demonstrators. We can cross over to Canada, where a few months ago a big report from the CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, said that they now considered animal rights activists and anti-globalization protesters as terrorist threats. And then you mentioned earlier the situation in Australia, where somebody got arrested for sending an email for misuse of a mobile phone. And we also had the case where the federal government ordered anti-WTO websites to be shut down right before the protest, thereby obviously preventing large numbers of protesters from organizing.
And just continuing, your bishop, who said homosexuals might be able to change, didn't even criticize him. They've brought him into custody for questioning. They arrested the BBC reporter who we had on. I mean, it goes on and on here in the U.S., and we have the Washington Times article on that. They've banned criticizing homosexuals in Pennsylvania by preachers. They're trying to pass a new hate law with Hatch and Kennedy. I mean, this is not freedom, Paul.
Well, yeah, no, we've got the article out today which says that brain scans can identify racists. Another pretext for the government to go in and mess with genetic structures and so forth. But finishing
off, there has been discussions of, by law, scanning the embryos to genetics, and if it shows the, quote, racist tendency, total quackery, that you may not be able to have that child, Paul.
Yeah, and with the finishing off with the protest situation, the ban on protesting, in England in July of this year, the police used this new anti-terrorism bill that they got through after September 11 to arrest peaceful protesters at an RAF base. So from Canada to Australia to Britain to America, the same precedent is being inoculated that equates basically protesting with terrorism. And in a way, I mean, we're lucky because, as I mentioned earlier, when Bush visits Africa or the Philippines, they just lock everybody up in camp straight away. And now those same measures are being discussed within the Secret Service in anticipation of this Bush visit this coming week.
And what they do with the environmental protesters is they have a couple on their pay, and we've found out about this. They'll blow something up, burn an SUV. That's a government agent. Then they can go out and call all the environmental demonstrators, many of which are good, speaking out against GMO, genetically modified organisms, food, and they arrest everybody there. So, Paul, it's clear they're getting ready for some really big events, and they want to have the troops, the precedent, the public conditioned for these mass arrests and riot troops. What do you see happening in the next 365 days?
Well, in the next 7 days, maybe we will see some kind of event, because there have been conflicting reports that have been coming out whether the Secret Service can actually kill protesters if they get too close to Bush this week. And it is confirmed that the Secret Service do have shoot-to-kill orders, the so-called rules of engagement. But the Home Office announced today that these agents will not have diplomatic immunity, so that basically means that they'll be operating under British law and will be prosecuted. But what we basically have is U.S. police patrolling the streets of Britain.
And the BBC reported a month ago that in Scotland, Czechoslovakian and other Eastern Bloc troops, Ukrainian troops, were jerking families out, women were crying, freaking out. And this is happening here. And again, it's always an accident when the foreign troops jerk people out of their cars in rural areas. What ended up happening with that, Paul?
Well, a few people complained, and basically that was the end of it. It was an exercise under NATO auspices, and basically we had a similar thing happen in America around the same time. Ukrainian foreign troops just setting up checkpoints in the Scottish countryside and just yanking people out of the cars.
Well, that sounds like freedom, doesn't it? You've got foreign U.S. troops, police stomping around, Ukrainian troops. I remember back in 99 when Delta Force hit Texas, they had Czech troops with them.
So we got this precedent of creating this, you know, fluidity whereby troops from any country can police any other country. And this is what we've got happening with the Bush situation this week.
Now I have the articles here where they said we'll shoot protesters if they get out of line, and not even violent. We'll just, in Australia a year ago, said they do that too. It's obvious intimidation tactic, but why are they so afraid of people protesting?
Well, many people have asked the question, why is Bush visiting a country which basically universally hates his guts? Because obviously, on the surface, it appears that it's a PR exercise, but then you look at the fact that there are going to be 100,000 to 200,000 protesters out there burning giant effigies of Bush, then obviously it's not going to look good for, you know, international politics, PR purposes. So with this shoot-to-kill threat, the worst-case scenario is that obviously they infiltrate some of these black bloc anarchists into the situation. Worst-case scenario is that it would be a massacre, basically, because these Secret Service would open fire immediately. Hopefully that won't happen, but blowing the whistle on it beforehand is, in a sense, a preventative measure to stop them from actually pulling something.
Now, before the New York Times says that we're talking about black people, the black bloc is what the international anarchists, it's 50 guys, they fly around the U.S., they got a few dozen in England, they're publicly work for the government, publicly are housed, publicly are trained, publicly are funded. I have newscasts, police, news articles in the takeover, and we see this all the time. These guys go around, burn a trash can, hit a cop, they videotape it, that's put on the news, and then, oh, we've got to attack everybody. It's like the fake video of Palestinians 2 years before 9/11 burning American flags, and they cut to it on Fox and say, and on CBS, look what they're doing right now. So it's just more propaganda, folks.
Yeah, and when we talk about black bloc, we don't mean black people, because they also have red bloc anarchists, which are socialist, communist, and green bloc anarchists, which are environmentalists. So it's just a different section of that movement, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not being sarcastic when I say that. It's just in this politically correct system, it's they may brain scan us, Paul, and find out we're secretly Martians. And now Bush has said he was going to speak to the European Parliament, canceled that because they wouldn't promise to only clap. Now he's canceled his Parliament speech.
Yeah, they basically scaled the whole operation down. According to the official timeline, he's going to arrive on Tuesday, and he goes to Buckingham Palace Tuesday, and that's about it. Then the peak days for the whole thing are Wednesday and Thursday, where the protesters are going to mass, and Bush is going to meet with the family members of the victims of September 11th and both the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, so that should be interesting. Then on Friday, he's actually going on a walkabout with Tony Blair, in his constituency of Sedgefield, so that's where something interesting might occur.
Bush pulls out of speech to Parliament is the headline. George Bush was last night branded chicken for scrapping his speech to Parliament because he feared being heckled by anti-war members of Parliament. The U.S. President planned to give a joint address to the Commons and Lords during his state visit to Britain, but senior White House advisor Dr. Harlan Ullman said there would have loved to do it because it would have been a great photo opportunity, but they were fearful it would turn into a spectacle with Labour backbenchers walking out.
And there's actually still arguments going on whether the Houses of Parliament, the actual road, will be closed to protesters. So again, they're trying to sideline the protesters so the media, you know, don't get a view of them, just like those Vietnam veterans who were against the Iraq war were basically shunted away from the main parade on Veterans Day.
Despite the fact that they had Hooters girls and car dealerships and these guys had signed up, here's another line from the article. The decision to abandon the speech came as extraordinary security measures costing £19 million placed London under a state of virtual siege ahead of Mr. Bush's arrival tomorrow.
Yeah, they're talking about 12,000-15,000 UK police, and then you've got 50 snipers on rooftops around every place that Bush is going to walk. So again, this massive paranoia effect. But something that concerns me is the fact that, according to Gordon Thomas, he said that experts encountering biological warfare from port and down will be stationed at the Ministry of Defence during the Bush visit, and we can go on into what port and down have been involved in and why that is a very dangerous thing to have those people crawling around at the time.
We'll do that when we get back with Paul Watson. I'll try to hold him into the next hour, and we're going to open the phones up. Bunch of other news. We'll talk about the Walmart hate toy.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every time I hear that commercial that we run for Police State 3 Total Enslavement, concentration camps, foreign troops, Patriot Act 1 and 2, government-run white slavery rings. We have giant news sections on PrisonPlanet.com, on Infowars.com, with all these mainstream news articles where, oh, yeah, the U.S. government got caught shipping kids and women, you know, this Middle Eastern country to, for slaves, sex slaves. Yeah, public officials all over Europe been caught in, you know, the murder rings of children. And yeah, DynCorp admits they got caught in court shipping 200,000 women and children kidnapped. Folks, this is who's running the New World Order. They're not just criminals. They're the worst evil you can imagine. Paul, I want to get into what you mentioned about porting down and why they're deployed and how serious that is. But before we do that, how important is it for people out there to get order out of chaos, elite-sponsored terror in the New World Order?
Well, it's important because we go into all this. We go into the fake terror alerts, the whole paradigm whereby the government itself carries out the chaos to bring their order to this situation. And as I've said before, it's not just a book that scratches the surface of the New World Order. It goes into detail about how modern events are being perpetrated to advance this New World Order agenda. So it's both a book for beginners in the fact that it explains the whole Hegelian dialectic, and it goes into detail towards the later chapters about how these modern day events are being crafted to fulfill this long term agenda.
In a minute or less, how evil are the globalists? Is there any way to describe just how corrupt and wicked they are?
No, and most people don't understand the fact that people by their very nature are evil, and people that get into positions of power have to be evil to get into those positions of power, which is why when I get emails and things from anarchists saying, oh yeah, I'm an anarchist, this is the solution, then we have to explain to them that anarchy cannot exist because there always emerges a leader, and that leader is by the very, you know, human nature of things is evil, and most of the people below them aren't evil because they're hoodwinked into being convinced that they're serving a benign
agenda. There's always going to be a strong man. That's why you got to have a republic to tie the hands of government and the powerful, and that's what our founding fathers said. Folks, get Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 330 pages, 1995, 50-plus documents and photos. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift when you get one. Get the new video, Matrix of Evil. It's a great new film, over 2 hours long. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. Get the videos, make copies, get them out to opinion makers in your area, expose this evil. We do have an effect. We do have a chance to back this thing off. But if you don't take action, we don't have a prayer. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. They make great gifts, great birthday presents, a great thing to give the neighbor. It's so important. Air them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers, and get Paul's book. Okay, Paul, second hour's coming up. I want to get into porting down. I want to get more into the police state on this Walmart subliminal brainwashing doll for babies. I want to cover it all, so stay with us. Listeners, if you want to join us on air, your calls are coming up early in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.